Blog Talk Radio.
Money. I love the look of it. I love the smell of it. I love the feel of it. I love the sound of it. I'm about my money. Better have it for me. Say cash is king. Well, I'm the queen. No disrespect. You will get checked. Got your address. That's with my green. Think about my money. Ain't on that funny. They see a pretty face and then they start to dream. Don't get it twisted. I am a business. About don't ever put the meat before the cheese. M-O-N-E-Y. I want all of it. All of it. M-O-N-E-Y. Give me all of it. All of it. So you want my money, all this good money, money in these chains, it fits so clean, you spitting out it, but can you flip that, can you make it grow, I'll make the cream, put that deposit in my wallet, so big it won't fit, I orgasm all transactions in big deals, don't get it twisted, I am a business. So put your all your money where your mouth could be, please.
When my weight is up, to me it's better than sad. M is for money, O is for over, N is for nuts, I ain't no pushover. E is for every day of the week, Y is for yes, it's a piece out of E.
M-O-N-E-Y.
And thank you for tuning in to Webcamming with Sammy and Sage Montana. I am so glad we are back. We took last week off, and we are back. Yeah, and what's up there, beautiful Sage? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am fabulous, fabulous. This is going to be an amazing, fun topic because, you know, it's something that needs to be touched on. Definitely. So our topic tonight, boys and girls out there listening in cyberspace, our topic tonight is when a cam model should know to quit camming. Because there's quite a few cam models out there that really don't realize it's time to hang up the webcam. I mean, seriously. Lots of models that we know. I mean, so, like, have you experienced models in your studio that you just need to tell them, hey, by the way, you know what, you just need to stop. This, for one, isn't for you, or you just need to stop doing it?
Yeah, I've had to tell a couple in the past, and I've had a couple figure it out on their own. you know, it's not for everybody, so, you know.
Right.
You know, I think the ones that it's harder to say it to are the ones that have been doing it for a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
That probably should hang it up.
Right? Have you noticed with, I mean, and I'm not talking about, like, models in your studio, but have you noticed just cam models in general that have been doing it for such a long time that when they get on cam, they're just not, it's like they just
not happy.
Yeah. Like, and they hate the moment that they log in.
Yeah, and it's like almost like what we do is a job, but you can tell for them like it's a real job. Like they don't look like they enjoy it anymore.
Mhm. Right. Oh my goodness. Yep. Like we've been doing it, you know, we've been doing this long enough. And the thing is, like with you and I, it's like, okay, yeah, we have a busy, you know, family life, business, whatever. But still, when we get on cam, we still have fun. Like, we don't, it's not that, I don't know, we don't jump on and have an attitude and get all pissy and make it look like, oh, wow, it's time for us to retire kind of thing. Like,
yeah. I think one thing that's helped me out is not camming as often as I once did.
Right, you know what? Oh, my gosh. Same with me. Like, and everybody knows that I've only been camming, like, once a week.
Yes.
Like, because I'm so busy with
I'm even thinking of going down to one day, because I usually do it 2 to 3 times, not for very long, but,
right.
You know, and I think that I'm going to start doing it one day.
But with you, I mean, you're getting ready to have another little minion running around, so.
Yes.
It's going to be, like, crazy busy for you.
Definitely. We're starting a new project at the gym, so. Yes, this mommy is very busy. It might be close to my retirement time.
Right. Whatever are these guys going to do without Sammy and Sage when it comes to that time?
I don't know.
We'll still be here,
though. Yeah.
We'll still
I think
here.
That I don't. I think that if anything, I'll cut down to the one day. Maybe
right.
Do it for an extra hour that day so that it doesn't seem like you can't ever see me.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. That's, I mean, hey, it happens, like, with the best of us. It is what it is. We all come to that point in our camming stage that we just decide, you know what, I'm just going to start slowing things down because either, you know, like, in your case, you're so busy with, you know, the other business and the babies, you know, with the new baby girl coming out here soon. Speaking of, when is that happening? Like,
They said that if she doesn't come on her own, by the 1st of August, they're taking her because she's pretty far ahead in size. So they don't want
to. It seems like it's been longer than that. August?
I know, but we've known since, like, week 8 of being pregnant. Well, I mean, I put it out there, like, to you fairly quickly, but, you know, like, I knew, like, right away before they could even see the baby, we here knew. But, if she's not here by August 1st, they're going to,
It seems like it's
crazy.
Supposed to be, like, next month.
I know. Trust me. I feel like it should be next month.
You're like, yeah, I know. Trust me. It's like, hello.
I feel like I'm way further along. Like, I feel more pregnant this time.
In my belly. So is this baby bigger than your son?
Well, my
son,
they said that he was, you know, doing good in size, but they didn't rush to get him out. I mean, they sent me home at one point when I didn't wasn't dilating. And, I mean, now they're just saying they could possibly have been wrong about my due date to begin with because she's like a week and a half ahead in length and weight and all that. So.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Just, you know, you can just push her out on my birthday. Push her out July
12th. There's so many people that I know that are July and August. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm good. I'll totally, totally embrace that day. I will be there. I don't know if I'll come in the room, but I'll stand outside.
Yes.
I'm okay with not seeing the whole thing.
I mean, I'm rather on your birthday, it would be safe for her to come anyway, so.
Oh,
we'll see,
awesome.
I guess. Yeah.
Okay, so before we get too far into the show, we actually have announcements this week, so I'm going to go ahead and play these Dollhouse Radio announcements, and we will get back to the rest of you here in a momento. And this week, oh my gosh, the announcements are short, so just hold on for about 56 to 58 seconds, and we'll be right back, you naughty sex monster.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. Check out our shows all week long on Mondays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. Indie artists, Dollhouse Radio is accepting music submissions, so be sure to email us your MP3, bio, or one sheet and a current photo to dollhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. Interested in an interview or commercial spot on any of our shows? Email us at dollhouseradio@gmail.com for more information. Also, check out our new Hot Sugar website at www.hotsugartea.com for all the latest in celebrity and adult entertainment news. And now, back to your program.
Well, thank you, Miss Angela. Always nice of you to put together those Dollhouse Radio announcements, because the rest of us are just, you know, we're just not capable of doing it correctly. If we tried, we'd screw it up. Okay, so you guys have tuned back into Webcamming with Sammy and Sage, and we are talking about when it is a great time for a cam model to just, you know, just let her webcam career go. And, you know, Sage and I, we completely get it. We know when it is and is not a good time to give up your cam career. But for us seasoned cam models, it's a great time to give up your cam career. For one, when you've been doing it really, really long time and you just have other things going on and you're really busy. And then for other cam models, if you're just a bitchy cam model that just really does not enjoy your life on cam, you just need to throw the webcam in. Seriously. completely. Need to give it up. Wouldn't you agree, Sage?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. There's no reason to get online and, you know, not be happy. Just
plug it up. Or take some time off. Take a month away and see if you're motivated to get back on. Great. And if not, then you know you're not meant to do it no more.
Well, and, you know, and this honestly goes for new cam models, too, that try it. And this is one of the things that I found with models that I talk to all the time that, you know, I'll help get started in the camming industry. They'll try it out, but the thing is they don't actually, like, work, because this is a job when you're first starting out, and it's not an hourly paying job, so you have to work for your money. And a lot of people who start this, you know, out as, you know, a career don't realize that you have to work for your money. Like, it's not like you're just showing up on cam in front of your,
right,
you know, webcam and you're getting paid, you know, so much per hour no matter what happens. That doesn't happen. So for
right.
some new models, they, like, and I'm sure you've experienced this, you know, with girls that come into your studio, they're like, oh, my gosh, I'm not making anything. You know, I'm just going to give it up now after only trying for a couple weeks. You know,
yep.
It's like.
Yep.
I try to tell girls, like, I usually try to meet with my new girls, like, a two-week time frame, kind of, like, check in and see, like, their averages and, you know, how much time they're putting in. And if they're trying, you know, and they're putting in the time and they just haven't found their niche or how to make the money yet, then I'll let them keep going. But if they're just not showing up or they're being lazy, then, you know, I just tell them this ain't for you. Because some, you know, for us, we're in a building. You need to come in, you need to work, or you don't do it because it's not going to be lucrative for you. At home, you have a 24-hour time frame to do it. But at home, I mean, I got girls that work at home, too, and it sometimes it's hard for them to commit. You know, it's that motivation. So, and I know a lot of cam girls blame it on the site glitches, and not just our site has glitches.
Oh my gosh. Glitches. Seriously, lately, there's so many complaints going on from models about StreamMate.
Yeah, from lots of websites.
Oh, yeah. And that's the thing. It's like it's not just StreamMate. And the biggest thing is internet connection. Seriously, that is the biggest important thing that cam models and these models that bitch so much on social media about their, you know, the technical difficulties that they're having on StreamMate, they still don't get that they need to have good internet connection. Seriously,
yes.
That is the biggest. And if you're not hardwired in, I don't know what to tell you.
And
hardwired,
you know what, too? Customers also need to have a good connection.
Oh, right? Oh, my God.
Because
we still
so can. Many of them are like, I can't see you. And the model then starts to get all paranoid thinking that it's her. And most
mm-hmm.
of the time it's not her. And it's not the website. It's that he is running off of Wi-Fi and has one bar.
Or
you
using,
know, is on his phone.
Using
and just,
a freaking phone, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, and your phone is just not in a good area.
Oh, my gosh. It's so funny because usually once, like every time I'm logged in, at least once or twice, one of the monsters will, you know, type in, oh, my gosh, I can't see your video feed, or I'm not hearing your responses and this and that. And I'm like, well, are you on a wireless device or on a phone? And 99% of the time, the response is yes. I'm like, I don't know what to tell you, dude.
Yeah, and a lot of girls take that as they're having an issue.
Yeah.
Or that the website's having an issue, and it's not. And
mm-hmm.
the website cannot do anything about a customer who's just not in a good service area. They've already, I mean, think about it. When we first started, they couldn't view us on their phones. So,
right?
Like, being able to view us and talk to us and all of these things they can do now, you know, it's like, not always is it the website, but I think for the girls that are constantly blaming the website, those models might be ones close to needing to let it go. And if you feel like you need to be on 12 different websites and every texting app and every video like company, it's like if you're just all over the place, it's probably that time also. Like to me,
you know,
you should be able to make your money in one place, maybe two, you know, like you have your
mm-hmm.
texting site, you have your video site and your streaming site. But there's girls that
are
like on like a handful of streaming sites and a handful of texting sites and their videos are here, there, and everywhere, and it's like, oh my God, you're like working yourself, like you're supposed to work smarter, not harder. And if you're having to work that hard,
right,
then
the
it might
key.
Be time to hang it up.
Work smarter, not harder, because I'm telling
yeah.
you right now, there is no way, unless, because you know I've done featured shows on other cam sites, that is the only mm-hmm. way I will work on another website besides StreamMate, because for one, I'm just partial to StreamMate because I love their platform, and it works amazing, and it's just amazing. And I absolutely cannot work more than one cam site. There's just no fucking way. I just can't do it. Nope, nope, nope.
Right.
So let
I think
me,
if you take the time to find a good one, you don't really need to be on a ton.
No, you don't. You really, truly don't. And, you know, and another thing is, too, you know, cam models that sit there and constantly, this is one thing, cam models that constantly bitch in their cam shows or free chat, whatever, and they're bitching about the percentage that they're making from StreamMate,
mm-hmm. yeah.
it's time to give up the camming. Just
yeah.
let it go. Let it go.
Yep. Yep. This person has been the same forever.
Let it go.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay,
the Elsa and
it.
Let it go.
Seriously. All right, caller, you are live on the air with Sammy and Sage. How are you, darling?
Hello, Sammy and Sage. It's Sweepy. How are you both doing tonight?
Hi.
No
Sweepy.
Way.
Sweepy.
What?
Yes, right. Yes.
No way. How are you doing?
Doing well. Loving you, ladies, as always.
Oh, how sweet of you. So what do you got for us, darling?
I was saying on the topic, I mean, there are some that get really bitchy on cam sometimes that are not patient sometimes if they want to feel their gold or something or even other issues that they have. They just need to just log off cam and then wait in, like maybe 30 minutes or an hour and get back on cam. If they still are not enjoying it, then even take a longer break if they need to.
Take a longer break, or, you know, like we're talking about, you know, cam models that really just need to throw in the webcam and just give it up altogether. Like, what do you think about that?
I mean, I've seen some cam models that are like going to their 50s and sometimes even their 60s that are on camera. I mean, most of them, they have a good behavior, but they're maybe a one bad egg or two, you know, they're just ruining it for the whole bunch.
Hey, I'll tell you what, I've seen cam models that are in their 50s and 60s that have better freaking attitudes than these girls that are in their 20s and 30s.
I'm
just saying.
Definitely.
Like, oh my gosh, there's some older freaking chicas out there in that, you know, grandma bracket that know how to work it and do great, better than these younger girls.
Yeah,
Sage, wouldn't you agree with that?
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's like, well, do you still have a few older girls working in your studio, Sage?
Yeah, I have ladies all the way up to 65.
Oh, my God, you do?
Yeah, I don't think it's age, because a lot of older ladies come in. Like, I got a lot of ladies, like, that come to me when they're, like, in their 40s, and the reason they're doing it is because they've gotten divorced. And they're, like, just feeling like they want to be free and do something they've never done. So their attitude is different, you know. I think the ones that might need to retire, I don't think it's based on age. I think it's just based on either, A, it's not for you, you're not making the money, or you've just been doing it too long and you're burnt out, you know. Like, people might not realize, but what we do, you can get burnt out on, not the sexual side of it, but just the hustle side of it. You can get burnt out. If you feel like it's becoming repetitive, then you're getting burnt out and, you know, might be time to retire. And you
might
retire for just, I mean, I just got notified from Miss Trina Banks. She's coming back online. So she retired for about a year and she's coming back. So.
Oh, nice.
You do.
Nice, nice. But see, that's one of the things, like, when it comes to, you know, cam models saying that they're going to retire from cam modeling, it, like you said, age does not matter, because you can have a 28-year-old cam model that says, you know what, I'm going to retire. I've been doing this for 7 years. And people think, what? You're retiring? You're 28 years old. But like you just said, if it becomes a repetitive thing that you're doing, and you just feel like when you get on, you have to do it because you have to pay your bills, or you just know that you have to do it, then it really truly is a time for, you know, that model to really think, okay, should I just take a break, you know, for a month to 6 months, see how I feel, and then maybe, you know, jump back into it and see if I can bring back that, you know, fun, amazing charisma that I had when I first started. Because that's what a lot of cam models don't realize. If you're getting to that point to where it just ain't working, take a break. And if you come back and the same thing is doing, if you're doing the exact same thing as before, then you just throw in the cam. Throw in that webcam, because it ain't for you anymore.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. And I think it's
totally
okay to take a little bit of a break. You know, like I said, I'm almost due myself for a little vacation away from the camera for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think we all hit that point of, I don't really want to retire. I don't want to use the R word, but I do need a break. I'm not ready to be Sage Montana, you know, like I'm not ready to not be doing all these things she does, you know,
me. That's why I took the time off. Like, I only cam every once in a while now, because I'm so busy with other things that, you know, it works for me just logging in here and there, because I still keep up my fun, you know, personality and have a great time when I'm on cam, but I can't do the, you know, 3 to 6 days a week that I used to do, because I just mentally, I can't do it anymore.
Right.
Not that much. It's just, it's too much. I have way too much going on outside of webcam that my life has grown, and it's one of those things. And so when I get people texting me, or not texting me, ugh. Well, oh no, I do get texts on Second Answer, but when they send me messages, you know, on Twitter or on Instagram, how come you're not on cam as much as you were? I'm like, you know, enjoy the times that I am, because this is what I do. Like, just
yeah.
Enjoy when I'm on cam. When I log in, you better be there.
Especially for, like, us, our motives were different when we started. And, you know, you lived in one place and you moved to a completely different state. And
right.
You've been doing camming and you've built your life and you're, you know, you've got Furby and you're happy. You know, your life is just different.
Yeah, my
different.
House life now, and like,
yeah.
Exactly.
That's how, like, you know, and that's how I feel. I feel like my motives were different when I started, and now, you know, I'm.
And now you're going on your second baby.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, your life, it's like, you know, it's not that it's not for us, but sometimes it's like, you know, your life changes, so it doesn't necessarily fit in with what you've got going on. So.
Right. But the best part about what, right, and the best part about what we have, which I would love every other cam model to experience, are those times that you and I have been in Vegas together, or the times I've been at other conventions. Cam models really need to take that time in their lives. When you are at the beginning of your cam stages or at the peak of it, you need to really take advantage of all those fun, amazing shows that are going on and jump on it, because it really puts you out there in so many different ways that you would never, ever, you know, think of. And I love sharing those conversations with cam models that I talk to, brand new cam models or people who want to get into camming, and I just explain to them, you do not know how many avenues you have available to you if you use it in the right way. Like, camming is so amazing. But for us, it's like, you know, like you said, we didn't realize, you know, 7-8 years ago where we would be right now. Because here
right.
we are, you know, I never in my wildest dreams ever thought I would get married. That was furthest from my flipping mind. I was like, I'm going to be single forever. I'm going to webcam till I'm like 55, 60 years old. I'm so going to do this. Yeah, well, that ain't going to happen.
Yep, I'm with you. I am with you.
And you're so stinking busy with everything you have going on. But here we have this great avenue for us to still share our webcamming experience with people, you know, every week also. So when people don't get the chance to see us live on cam, we still have our social media, you know, and then we do the show. And it's an awesome, fun time for us. So
yes.
Cam models out there, just saying, they're, you know, just if it's your time to take a break, instead of being bit, you know who you are, girls and guys. I've seen you on cam. I wish I could just say names, but I am so not going to name drop, because then I'll be a negative Nancy. But there are some of you that I have seen that just really need to take a break from camming. And I say, you know what, go get a job at Walmart or McDonald's or somewhere else where you're getting paid hourly, and then you're going to come back to your webcamming, and you're going to realize how freaking good you have it. You're going to realize
yep.
that you appreciate making what you make. Just
yep.
saying.
Hi. You say that to girls all the time. You know,
yeah.
go out and go work where they're gonna tell you, you have to be here at this time, and you take your break at this time, and you eat at this time, and, you know,
mm-hmm.
you're going to really appreciate the ability to kind of have a little bit more control and be more lucrative
yeah.
with it. sometimes
yeah,
you gotta give
yourself
a reality check. And sometimes you just sometimes you gotta be humble and be like, you know what? I had my run. You know?
Seriously.
New girls are coming and it's not my time anymore. They got more energy in them.
Right. What was that, Sweepy?
I was gonna say I had a funny comment to say about that. I was saying the buns on the cam are much sexier than the buns on the grill.
Well, it depends, though. Buns on the grill are freaking awesome if you're creating a really nice, juicy burger.
Yeah.
Just saying. But I'm on my low-carb thing right now, so there's no buns in my future, damn it. I'm like, I would love to have a nice grilled bun right now.
Yeah, but in that instance, there's no low-carb tube steak.
Okay, that was pretty good there. That one was pretty good. Oh, my goodness. So, going back to cam models that, you know, which we do this every single week, or at least I do anyway, is I talk about cam models that are bitchy. And the only reason why I do this is because it's such a turnoff, huge, huge turnoff for people out there that are watching you and models. Like, there's so many cam models that do not realize how many people are watching you at one time. Like, when you log in, and Sage, you know this, like, when we log in to cam, it's not just, I mean, we're logging into StreamMate, but all these affiliate sites that StreamMate has, there's so many people watching us, and the cam models don't realize it. And it just amazes me how oblivious they are.
Exactly.
Are you there?
Uh-oh. Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Oh, there you are. Did you hear what I was saying, though, about...
Yeah, the affiliate sites. Yeah, some girls don't realize that they're really out there like that. Like, that so many more, like, especially for StreamMate, that's one of the really cool things about it, is that you're not just exposed to the one site. You're exposed to so many that you have the ability to have such a bigger fan base or lose a bigger fan base if your attitude's not right.
Exactly. Lose a bigger fan base. Oh, my gosh. And, you know, that just goes back to our topic. If you are logging into cam and you are still, oh, my gosh, this just amazes me, some cam models, they log in every single day and some of them, you know, 5-6 days a week. And if you are not averaging at least a $200 day, at least, because that was always my goal. It's like when I would log in, it was like I just wanted to make that $200 a day, which it always ended up being more because I had fun when I was on cam. But, you know, if you can't average, you know, even if it's $100 a day,
yeah,
you know, and I see these models that aren't even averaging $40 a day, there's something wrong.
Like, yeah,
something
exactly.
is wrong.
Yep.
You are not doing not something right.
Yeah, because, you know, I know that girls should be doing that in an hour. And
exactly.
So, you know, my girls, I, you know, set goals for my girls. And, you know, they're personal contractors. They in no way have to hit that goal. But, you know, I try to set little incentives for the ones that do. But, you know, if you're making a low amount, then it's not for you. I mean, in all fairness to you, I have a couple of girls that have come to me and they're like, I don't need to make that much money. And so they don't try to make hundreds of dollars. And
right.
I'm like, well, maybe you need to go work a job where you're not getting naked then. That's what you need to keep in mind, is that you're sharing your family box and, you know, you're being
right.
Whether you find this job intimate or not, it is an intimate job. Anytime you're naked, there's intimacy there. And if you are going to share that side of you, it needs to be beneficial or don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Really? No, it's not for you. Don't be naked for jump change.
Oh, my gosh, right? And it just, like, when it comes to the intimacy part of it, you have to be intimate not only with just sharing your naked yumminess, but you need to be intimately in your intimate in your conversation, because that is your selling point. Your face, I mean, it doesn't matter what kind of body you have. It does not matter what you look like. But your face, your facial expressions, and your communication with the people that you're talking to online, that is your selling point. The rest of it is an added fun yumminess. Like,
I tell girls too, because they'll be like, I don't want to fuck my pussy for 4 hours. Well, if you're having to fuck your pussy for that long, then you're not very good at this job anyways. Because I can get online and work 4 hours and never even show my pussy and make a great deal of money. So if you can learn to be intimate and be open to so many fetishes, that's where the money's at, is be open to what these guys are wanting to talk to you about. And, you know, if you're blowing your pussy out for 4 hours, you're doing it wrong.
Right? Hey, I was that way. Yeah, when I first started, I had no clue. And I was just like, what the hell? I'm like, okay, I got to, you know, refigure how I'm doing my camming. Mm-hmm. And then it, you know, dawned on me, hello, you've been a bartender, you've been in sales for so many years. It's not about just jamming, it's about camming. Like, that's good. It's not about just about jamming, it's about camming.
I want to tell you about things and want you to listen, and, you know, and I mean, there's so many other things that you can do other than
that one
thing.
There's so many guys that love it. Just watch them also. Like, oh my gosh. And, you know, we have so many guys that love us to let them turn on their cam and they do their thing, whether they're cross-dressing, they're eating their cum, they're whatever they're doing. They love to let us just watch. Like, when I was on cam last weekend, I was on last Saturday, I literally only fucked my vagina maybe 3 times the whole time I was on there. Because all of my regulars that have, you know, fetishes, that's what they wanted. They were like, oh, my gosh. Let's, you know, and so these new cam models that are starting out, it's like they really need to, like you said, find that niche and just realize that it's not about jamming all the time. It's just get on there. I can't just, like, over the, you know, blog talk airwaves share sexiness, because you got to know how to, you just got to know how to find
it. I think a lot of girls in the beginning are just nervous and scared to say certain things. They've got to get comfortable with it. But if you've been doing this for a few years and you feel like, God, I just don't want to fuck my pussy today, then you haven't figured out a niche yet. And that's why you're at a point of being bitchy online. I mean, let's face it, in reality, how many women tell their husband, I don't want to do it right now? All women have said that to their significant other at some point or another. So to get on cam and act like we want to fuck our pussy all day, every day is just absurd. You know? So if if there's so many other things that you can do online, and if you can't figure it out, then take a step back and walk away. It's not for you, and that's okay. Or make videos and sell videos.
Yeah, and another good, you know, piece of advice for cam models out there, if you feel like you just have hit a rut in your camming industry and you don't know what to do, take a look at cam models that you like their personality, or you like the way they're running their cam show, and really watch them. Like, and I've told models this before, come in, stalk my cam shows. I don't care if you do, because if there is anything that I'm doing that can help you boost your webcamming business, just take it, because there's so many cam models that want advice but are scared to ask for it from seasoned cam models. Like,
yeah.
They feel like we're going to be, like, rude bitches to them and not help them out, which is so not true. Like,
and, you know, honestly, I one thing I've done in the past when, like, we all started out, man, when I started, I was doing anal, DP, squirting, like, every freaking show. You know, I was going hard. And,
right?
Well, you know, as you get older, and I'm not saying I'm old by any means, but you, as you get older on the site, because the girls are getting younger, you're like, okay, I got to mature as a performer. And so for me, I was like, you know what? I am getting older. Let me get into this whole MILF role, because that's where I'm headed. Mm-hmm. And I went, and Kendra Lust happens to be my favorite MILF performer. So I watched a lot of her stuff just to listen to things she would say and kind of watch
right.
the role play aspect of the porn and just really studied it. It's not my favorite porn or anything, but the whole aspect of it, I was like, I can totally embody this. Like, I can do this.
Right.
Like, I can do this and it be natural. And
mm-hmm.
and that's what I think. If you just get online and you're like, fuck, I hate this, it's because it's not natural enough for you to be doing it. And
exactly.
You just
oh
need
my
to
God.
Revamp. You just need to revamp or say, this is it, I'm done. But if you want to be bitchy, capitalize on it, become a dom, and get good at being a dom. But learn the difference between
yep.
bitchy and witty, and take advantage of your bitchiness and turn it into money instead of just being someone who's complaining online. You can be a bitch
and
online
exactly,
and make a great deal of money.
Oh my gosh, that is so, like, seriously, there are so many girls that are bitchy when they're on cam, like bitchy cam girls. And you can tell the ones that finally realize, oh, shit, I can actually be a bitchy, dominating woman
mm-hmm.
in a dom way and make freaking money. I can't do it. I mean, I can, you know, do my little dom moments here with guys, but I'm not, that's not me. I can't do the whole dom
right.
thing because my personality is just way too spunky and fun and just like,
right.
yeah, so that... I thought I could try it one time. I tried it with a couple of my cam fans, and yeah, no, that didn't. They're like, you know what? I just like you the way you were.
Yeah, you know, and I think I've pushed it a little bit more. Like, I've been more open to it.
Mm-hmm.
Not super hardcore dom, but, you know, I do a lot of, like, worship
yeah.
shows and race play and all that extra stuff.
Right, right.
And, when I'm having a pissy day, I can jump online and take it out on my fans, but I'm not really taking it out on them because it's bringing them pleasure, and I'm making money,
right.
so that's really pleasure.
It's different cause,
you
like,
know?
Because we get it. Like, we know how to transition our cam shows into what's going to play well with our cam fans. Like, we know how to do it. So
right.
Yeah, so we get it, but, you know, yeah, some of them, they'll get it. Either they get it or they need to just hang up the webcam. Okay, let me bring on this other caller that we have waiting so patiently. Hello, is this our Johnny?
Greetings, ladies.
Hi, Johnny.
Hello, darling.
How are you lovely ladies this evening?
Pretty good.
I overheard the conversation of Miss Sage mentioning my little buddy Kendra Lust earlier.
Yeah. Oh.
I first encountered her years ago when she was doing the cam thing. She had first started out, so I've followed her for quite a while, and she was always like, I don't know if I'm really good at this. And I'm like, trust me, honey, it's working. I was like, I said, there are three or four guys that are probably going to need at least a couple minutes by themselves and a few other things and maybe a cigarette break afterwards. So
yeah.
Everything's working fine. I thank you ladies for hitting it straight the hammer, the nail on the hammer, or however the saying goes, and being able to adjust on the fly.
Yeah.
As to what your base wants. I think that's always a smart business strategy. And there are, just because you change the type of personality that you choose to exhibit, some people will be more drawn to the happy bubbly, and then others just want to be have their butts kicked.
Yep.
Right.
You got to grow and mature as a performer. You know, like when I get ladies that come in their 40s and 50s, and they want to, you know, submit and call these young boys daddy and all this, and I'm like, hey, you're a cougar, you're a MILF. That's where your money's at. Like, don't be ashamed of your age and own that online, because these boys like that. And so I think that's what gets a lot of them tripped up, is they're not sure what to do. They're not sure what to play.
You know what? And that's so true, because I will honestly tell you that when I turned 40, I was still convinced, okay, I'm just a MILF, that's it. You know, I'm so not in the cougar range. I'm going to be 46 in July. But at 40, I was like, no, I don't call me a cougar. You can't do that. No, that's disgusting, and yada, yada, yada. And now I'm just like, I got your cougar bitch right here. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
I got you.
That's why I say some girls just don't mature with time, and that's why they end
up
not cutting it anymore.
Right, or the younger girls that, but you got the younger girls that are in their, you know, late 20s that have kids, and they still don't know how to play up to that MILF part, but they like to share with their customers that they have kids. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's like, you know, they'll get there. They will get to the point to where it's like, well, hopefully you would think, you know, that they would take advantage of that, you know, time and say, whoa, okay, I can make money with this. Like, this is great for me, because it's a fetish for so many guys out there. Once they hear that you're a mom, so many guys are like, oh, my gosh, she's my mom next door. Yes.
Bingo.
Yep.
I have to say, I myself have always been more attracted to the mature women, but partially for a couple of reasons. There's just some things that young girls, they don't know yet, and they just haven't figured out how to own their presence yet.
Mm. Or a conversation.
And the other thing is the conversation and the mental aspect. Love a woman
right.
with a sharp mind. Sharp mind, killer curves, and good-looking eyes, and I'm there.
There you go.
Hey, we got that.
Yep.
Curves, eyes, right,
both of you,
we got it all.
Yeah, both of you have that in spades, trust me. You're well set in those regards.
We got great assets for Shoa.
Indeed, buxom beauty is a hashtag that certainly befits both of you ever so nicely, I must say.
Nice. Well, Johnny, we are going to be coming up to the end of the show. Do you have any more yumminess that you would like to share with us, darling?
Not really off the top of my head, but I also was going to expound. Sage also checks off one of my little boxes. She checks off one of my little boxes with the red hair thing every now and then.
Yeah.
I have a weakness for redheads.
Nice. I know, I love Sage because she is so versatile with her hair color. It's like crazy. I'm just like, I just can't pull that off. I can't pull it off at all.
I dyed my hair once, but that's why it's all gray now, because I used to dye it often, back and forth.
Well, hey, gray is the new in, so.
Yeah, it's true.
It is. I'm not going to do
like
it.
Or if you're like me, it's falling out, so you just you go to run with it. Actually, if you're like me, you rock the baseball cap because you have never done anything gracefully, and losing your hair and going gray, it'll be one of those things.
kind of like cam models. When you're not doing things gracefully, just sit back, take a look at things in your cam life, and realize that maybe it really just isn't for you. So, to recap, on our show, cam models that are listening, just remember, this profession isn't for everyone. So if you're in this business and you're working it for 6 months and you realize that you are not getting anywhere and you are just not happy with the money that you're making, or you're just getting on cam and you're just constantly unhappy and you're not doing it in a domination kind of way, maybe you need to take a little time off, recap, think, and say, oh, maybe I'm not meant to be a cam model. I mean, otherwise, you can just get online and keep doing what you're doing, bitching and complaining, and us other girls that love what we do will just keep dominating your traffic. Just saying.
Yep.
Not to be a bitch or anything, but I'm just speaking truthfully. Is what it is. That is how we dominate the cam world. All right, Johnny, anything else you have to share for us before we end our show, honey?
I can't think of anything off the top of my head. I just had to call in and show support to each of you lovely ladies, since you have always been so kind to me in all our social media interactions.
Thank you.
You hold a special place in my heart.
Once again, Johnny said off the top of his head. All right, Johnny, go light up a nice, good stogie for us and have some of that sweet Tennessee whiskey.
Can do.
Yeah.
All
have
right.
Some extra food.
Yes. I will. I know you can't abide presently.
Yeah, she can't have anything for like a little while. And oh my gosh, Sage, I need to send you a picture of our beautiful things that are growing. Like, they're getting big. Like, they're humongous. Yeah. They're starting to get, they're nice and crystally. All right there, Johnny boy, we will talk to you next time. Thank you so much for calling into the show.
Later, taters.
Later. All right, everybody, thank you so much for tuning into Webcamming with Sammy and Sage. It was great. If you missed it, don't worry. I'll be reposting our show again for you guys to come back and listen to. And don't worry, we will be back next Thursday with another amazing topic and other interesting ways that cam models can, you know, really learn to grow their business and thrive and do what Sage and I have done for so many years. So on that note, Miss Sage Montana, give me your shout-outs there, beautiful mama.
All right, guys. You can follow me on Twitter at SageMontana1 or on Instagram at SageInVegas. Of course, you can always text me at sexpanther.com/SageMontana. And when you're lucky, you can catch me online at SageMontanaXXX.CamModels.com.
Nice. And then everybody, you know where to find me on Twitter at SammyBrick69. Also on Instagram at Sammy_Brick69. And then you can catch me on my live cam shows on StreamAid at Sammy_Brick.camels.com. And I will be on tomorrow. Holy shit, I'm going to be having fun on cam tomorrow. What? And I have a yummy guest that's going to be coming up, which I'm going to text you, Sage, and let you know who it is. This is going to be fun. Oh, my God, we're going to have so much fun with her. Like, I'm going to text you right after the show because I just got a response, and I cannot wait to have her on. She is awesome. So on that note, everybody, have a very, very amazing evening. Us girls will be back next week and sharing all of our yumminess with you. So everybody go out there, you know, if you think you can cam, then go buy a webcam and get on StreamAid. It's the best place to be. On that note, have fun. Masturbate, because it's great. We love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Everybody's always waiting. don't need